Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Good everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're having a really good day. Today's program is brought to you by TraderCobb.com. Jump across to TraderCobb.com to learn the strategies that I teach, the Bitcoin Breakout, the Crypto Cradle, and the Fibonacci Booster, and you can join up to a one-month free subscription on MarketView. All you got to do is go to TraderCobb, COBB for Bravo, and have a look around the content there, and if it's for you, fantastic. If not, hey, at least you've got some good free stuff. So today I want to cover something that's, I think, important for success, not just in trading, but in anything. It's who you surround yourself with. Having positive people that are knowledgeable doesn't even need to be knowledgeable within the space that you're working within, but just people that sort of have common sense, can think logically, and sometimes give you that outside viewpoint, that external view. It's difficult sometimes to work on yourself, on certain things, because we are ourselves. It's the old saying in business that when you take yourself from working in the business to working on the business, you can see the biggest gains made. And I truly believe that within your trading as well. And that's why I suggest that people work with groups of people or mentors that that complement or that can help them to complement their trading. If that means you need to get trading strategy, then go and find it, whether it's with me or somebody else. It doesn't really matter. Something that works for you, that makes sense to you, for you then to build upon. And having the right people around you helps you in your times, not always when it's just the best. For example, your biggest lessons, I'll guarantee you this right now, your biggest lessons come from your biggest mistakes. I've made plenty of them, and I'm not scared to admit it at all. You know, I make a lot of mistakes. That's why I'm good to learn from, because I've been there, I've done this, I've been trading for 12 years now. And I don't make as many mistakes these days because I've kind of made them again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I've documented them, and then I have made sure that I actually don't do it too many more times. It's a process of elimination, really. The first person to make all the mistakes and learn from those mistakes, I will add, is the winner. That's what they call the 10,000 hours to become a master of anything. I've done my 10,000 hours. I'm not a master of trading, but I do know what I'm doing, and I am consistent. What has helped me is the people. And the people around me to help me get to where I'm at. And like I say, you know, trading can be a relatively, it's an introspective view into yourself. It's by yourself most of the time. I mean, look, I have the community there that they help each other, and it's fantastic. But when I started, I didn't have anything like Slack, like the community that we've got there at the moment, where other people are trading the same strategies, they've done the same courses, they're trading the same way, the same principles, with the same routines. I didn't have that. So it's very difficult for me. And I managed to find good mentors and find good people that I could work with. A lot of the mentors that I had were not necessarily traders. It was an idea that I sort of put in place that was able to help me to develop my mindset, because everywhere I turned, everywhere I read, and everyone that I knew was a good trader focused a lot on their own mindset, keeping themselves in the right zone mentally. Now, there's books out there like Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone. That's Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone. It's a really, really good book on psychology. It doesn't talk at all about strategy, but it will do more for your trading than any book that exists out there forever. There is no doubt in my mind about that. And if you read that more than once, each time you read that, you'll pick something new up. But what I would do is I'd keep good screenshots, which for me and for my mentor to assess, but I would also keep quarterly reports. I'd keep monthly reports, quarterly reports. But the quarterly reports and some of the documentation that went into those quarterly reports were basically about the business, right? The business of trading, what my issues were, what hurdles were, what things were hard, what things were frustrating, what things were going well. And just by capturing that data, which was human data, it was human data and numbers, I was able to have other people that weren't traders at all, mentors in business, you have life mentors sometimes, people that might have been your dad, your mum, for your immediate, but outside of your immediate circle, it might be somebody that you've known, a friend's dad from back in school. It might be someone that you met at work. Whoever it may be, If these people are the sort of people that you want to have in your life as a mentor and as a sort of a keel, as long as you can send them the right information, they can often help. Sometimes you don't even have to send them information. You can call up and go, look, sometimes for me it'd be like, you know, I remember these conversations very well. You know, I'm struggling to find the will to push on. I'm really been trading a long time and I'm having a hard time. You know, at about my 16 month point, I was like, Jesus, how much longer is it going to take? And I had a trading mentor that I got information from at the time, but I also wanted to have information from somebody outside. I wanted more than one opinion. And everybody that I had as a mentor in my life at that moment always said to me, well, look, you know, what do you expect? You know, these were all mentors that were older than me that had done very well. They were wealthy, and not just wealthy, because I don't just measure success on wealth, but they were happy, you know, generally happy people, right? And they all sort of gave me a bit of a slap in the face, to be honest with you. They were sort of like, well, what do you expect? You've been doing this for a year and a half. I mean, did you expect that you'd be, you know, driving a Porsche now? Did you expect that you'd be flying around the world first class? Because if you did expect that, then this is the wake-up call that you need. Because, you know, things take time. To be a master of anything does take time. To be good at anything does take time. And you've got to start to commit yourself to the craft, take your time, understand that there is a process that you've got to get through before you can have the success. Now, whether you want to drop trading after a year or 6 months or 2 months or 3 years or whatever it may be, that means that all that work that you've done over those years, you're going to have to do those yards again somewhere else. And that's what kept me going with trading. I wanted the outcomes that I had desired, the goals that I had set, the freedom of lifestyle, the money, the money and the freedom. Because with trading, you know, you can place one trade that makes you $100. That same amount of time that might make someone $100, the same person with a larger account makes them $1 million. Time and money are not correlated when it comes to trading. And I really like that. But if I was to leave, like for example, if I was to leave after 16 months, well, that 16 months would have basically have been a huge amount of time invested and no return as far as capital. Emotionally, I probably would have learned from it, but the worst thing was I would have given up. Having the right people around me to give me that tough love when it was needed, to tell me that, stop being an idiot, Craig, things take time, be patient, don't push things. That was really important. And I had these conversations many times. I'm pretty, not so much these days, but I was very, very impatient. I wanted everything today. I worked bloody hard. And that was why I thought, well, if I'm working twice as hard as everybody else, then can't I have things twice as fast? It doesn't always work that way, guys. My message today is clear and clean. Who you surround yourself with is going to mold who you are and how fast you can become the person you want to be and the trader you want to be. Now, keeping good records, monitoring your business as a trader and making sure that you get opinions from others is going to help you. Make sure the people you're getting opinions of are good people. Don't, you know, if you're going to speak to someone who's going to go, oh, trading's terrible, you're stupid, you're never going to amount to anything, that wouldn't really account to me as a good person to have in your life. People that are positive, that want to see you succeed and that can help you and have life experience, these are people, and they don't have to be wealthy, by the way. Sometimes life experiences, you know, are just as important to somebody or from somebody who has very little income as somebody who has a lot of it. Depends what the lessons are that you need to take on board. Start somewhere, get a good team around you, and half the battle is won. You've got to keep the records, you've got to work through it, and you've got to understand that Rome wasn't built in a day. Your success, people often overestimate what they can achieve in 1 year and underestimate what they can achieve in 10. Don't be impatient. Know that every day is a day that you work towards that 10-year goal or 5-year goal or 3-year goal or whatever that goal is. But the big ones, the real big ones, they take time. You've got time. How you use that time is crucial. So guys, if you want to learn more, jump across to tradercob.com. There's a lot more access to past podcasts, lots of videos. And if you want to take on a trading education, don't forget that the show is brought to you by tradercob.com and I teach trading education. Have a great day and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.